From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Seismic changes in the political landscape today.
I am suspending my campaign for the Democratic nomination for the presidency.
That is former Senator John Edwards speaking in New Orleans. He's out, and Republican Rudy Giuliani is expected to join him on the sidelines later today. Here's more from Senator Edwards.
But I want to say this to everyone, with Elizabeth, with my family, with my friends, with all of you and all of your support, this son of a mill worker is going to be just fine. Our job now is to make certain that America will be fine. Now, I've spoken to both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama. They have both pledged to me, and more importantly, through me to America, that they will make ending poverty central to their campaign for the presidency.
That's Senator Edwards announcing today that he is dropping out of his race for the presidency. NPR's Adam Hochberg joins us. He's in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, where John Edwards' campaign is based. Adam, welcome. What led John Edwards to this point?
Well, from what we're hearing, it was a very personal decision and one that took his campaign staff pretty much by surprise. As recently as Monday, his campaign officials were still spinning out scenarios where he could either capture the Democratic nomination outright or perhaps get to the Democratic convention with enough delegates to serve as a power broker. But while they were doing that, Senator Edwards was talking things over with his wife Elizabeth, with the rest of his family, and apparently they came to the decision on their own that there was no point continuing on, that he was too far behind in the delegate count, and that it would serve everybody's interests best for him to drop out of the race.
And Adam, why do you think that they have come to that conclusion at this moment? Because even after his loss on Saturday in South Carolina, he said, we're in this for the long haul. He kept repeating that.
Well, the most obvious thing would be simply the mathematics of the situation. He has yet to win a single primary. In South Carolina, his native state, a state he won 4 years ago, he finished a distant third on Saturday. He won less than 20% of the vote. And despite the rather remote possibility that he could go into the convention and somehow emerge as a consensus choice of a deadlocked convention, despite that possibility, I think that Senator Edwards was seeing the writing on the wall, that there's probably very little chance that this campaign would end with a positive result.
He has been polling in the mid-teens nationally. That is still a pretty good chunk of voters. They're going to go somewhere. Where, do you think? Who's likely to be helped by this?
That's something we're just going to have to wait and see. There are two schools of thought on that. On the one hand, you could say that Senator Edwards and Senator Obama perhaps were splitting the anti-Hillary Clinton vote. And in that, if you go by that school of thought, then Edwards' departure from the race would help Obama. On the other hand, our exit polling from South Carolina showed that Senator Edwards did very well among white voters, especially middle-aged white males. So if you follow that line of thought, then perhaps his departure from the race could help Hillary Clinton, could move more white voters into her category, especially in southern states like Tennessee and Georgia and Alabama that vote on Super Tuesday.
Have you heard anything from people there about the prospects for an endorsement by Senator Edwards before Super Tuesday next week?
It hasn't come yet, and we've heard no indication that he plans to do that. He's spoken to both Senator Clinton and Senator Obama. He says they've both pledged to talk about poverty during the race, his key issue during his campaign. But at this point, we've heard nothing to indicate an endorsement is forthcoming.
NPR's Adam Hochberg joining us from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, home base of John Edwards, now a former candidate for president. Adam, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.